Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. November 12. Now, three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
At the times that you're living in are uncharted waters to man. For man has not been down this road before. But I, your Father God, knows every crook, every turn. I know the way, and I shall take you through this time in great victory. And your heart shall be saddened as you see the world turn even darker and go after the things that I've recorded in my word. For at times it'll make you sick to your stomach. But realize that there is a harvest field out there. For I have those that have not bowed their knees yet. They have not darkened the door of a church. They have not come unto me. For they live not only overseas, but here in this country, saith your Father. The unlovely, they shall come in.
Be not weary, but come unto me that I might give you rest. Are you ashamed, says the Lord? You who will come unto me will have no shame. For I will take shame away from you. Come unto me now, says God. Taste and see, and know that the Lord is good. For the Lord will not give unto you anything that will be harmful. Receive of my word. Take it all in. Eat it heartily. Drink heartily. And know that the Lord is good.
For upon Mount Zion, says the Lord, comes a strange fire. A fire that is not of me. A fire that shall touch my holy city in a way that will change the world. But fear not, my children. Fear not, for I am totally in control. And I have called thee for such a time as this. Strengthen now all that remain. Strengthen now your hearts, your souls, your minds, your strength. Come forth in praise and worship of me, says the Lord. For the false fire will try to praise and call it praise of me. But it will not be praising me, it will be praising my enemy. For I say unto you, these things must happen. And they will happen, and they will happen soon. So strengthen now what remains, says your Father.
Wow, what awesome words from God that should have jolted you in your spirit. Stay tuned for a message by Pastor Evans titled, A Sleeping Church, followed by a few prophecy news behind the news reports. Thank you. Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program, reaching 191 countries and 250,000 people monthly around the world through the internet and shortwave radio, with up-to-date prophecy news behind the news. Though this is not a breaking news program, it does compare very interestingly Bible prophecy with today's events. I am your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, to be his watchman. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. We are about to set a course that will affect our country, the USA, for generations. This is just some of the speculation on what the USA might be like 4 years or even less from now. Six liberal judges sit on the Supreme Court after the immediate resignation of John Paul Stevens and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the latter resignations of Antonin Scala and Anthony Kennedy. Homosex marriage has been ruled a constitutional right that must be respected by all 50 states. The Boy Scouts have disbanded rather than obey a decision forcing them to allow homosexual scout masters. Elementary schools have compulsory training in varieties of gender identity, and courts rule parents cannot opt out their children because the training is deemed essential to the child's psychological health. My. I know that's speculation, but it makes me shudder. Continuing, religious adoption agencies cease to exist after the Supreme Court rules they must agree to place children with homosexuals or lose their licenses. Church buildings are now considered a public accommodation by the United States Supreme Court, and churches have no freedom to refuse to allow their buildings to be used for wedding ceremonies for homosex couples. High schools are no longer free to allow "see you at the poll" meetings, where students pray together, or any student Bible activities even before or even after school. The Supreme Court has barred public schools in all 50 states from allowing churches to rent their facilities, even on Sundays when school is not in session. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Obama signed the Freedom of Choice Act, as he promised the Planned Parenthood Action Fund last year, nullifying hundreds of state laws, though created, will even stop the slightest barrier to abortion. The Supreme Court in 2011 nullified all Federal Communications Commission restrictions on obscene speech or visual content in radio and TV broadcasts. The television programs at all hours of the day now contain explicit portrayals of sexual acts. My. I know, as I said, this is speculation, but wow, could this really happen? And one last one. As a result of a reversal of its 5-4 decision in the D.C. gun ownership case, it is now illegal for private citizens to own guns for self-defense in 8 states, and the number is growing and increasing with increasing Democratic control of state legislatures and governorships. My. As I said, all those were just speculatory. But, I wonder just how fast some of them will become a reality. Stay tuned for some prophecy news behind the news. Now, please listen to a 13-minute message by one of our science pastors, Brother Evans, titled, "A Sleeping Church."
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It sounds like God is doing some tremendous things.
Amen.
The prophetic word was so powerful. And it's good to always be here with all of my minister friends. It's good to be here on the radio with you. I want to talk to you today about a sleeping church. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, one of the end time signs that Jesus talks about there is a sleeping church. They're asleep. And we need to wake up. Matter of fact, as we look at this, you know, there's a lot of teaching and a lot of preaching going on all over, and I'm seeing more books and more movies about a second chance, and they need to go back to their Bible and take a look, because there is no second chance. Those that are teaching you that are lying to you. They just don't want to get their lives straightened around and live like God told us to live, and therefore they're telling everybody they got a second chance and they can continue living like they live. Well, I've got news for you. When we look at the Bible, we don't see that. Matter of fact, sometimes it scares me just a hair, because it looks like, to me, 50-50. Matter of fact, I preached a sermon on that once, 50-50. We find 10 virgins, and we only find half of them ready to go. We find 2 sleeping in one bed together, and only one goes. We find 2 working together in the field, and only one goes. That's scary. I know I'm going. I hope you know that you're going. But are you asleep? Are you awake to the signs of the times that are round about us? Or are you sleeping? Do you realize what's really happening in Iraq, Iran, North Korea, the EU, Russia? Do you really know what's happening? Is your pastor telling you he should be? He should be telling you that these are all end time signs, that Jesus Christ is coming very soon. When he says, "Get your house ready," I believe God is telling us, get our house ready. He said he's coming for those that are looking and waiting for his return. Not those that are asleep. He's not coming for those that are asleep. He's coming for those that are looking and ready. Now, I think of 3 things. Basically, as I think about sleep. And I want you to think about it. Are you there? First, you do not really know when you fall asleep until you wake up.
It doesn't matter if you just take a little snooze, a little nap. You never planned on taking that snooze, probably. You never planned on taking that little nap. And you don't realize that you did until you wake up. And then it startles you. You think, oh, fell asleep. Well, I think the church has fallen asleep.
That's right. Preaching.
I don't think they realized it. I realize that things have happened, but they've changed so much they don't realize that they've just gone to sleep. Matter of fact, they've changed their praises. They've changed their music. Some churches don't even have a Sunday night service. I mean, they've changed so many things. They've gone to sleep and don't even know they've gone to sleep. Then suddenly, Jesus is going to come. They're going to wake up out of that sleep and realize it's too late.
Right.
They missed it.
Amen.
They missed it. They're not going to get a second chance coming around.
Right.
Not unless you're Jewish. And I'd like to preach on that to you, but I'm not on that cell. But I'll tell you, Jesus said an end time sign would be a sleeping church. And we're seeing a sleeping church.
Right.
Oh, are we ever. They've drifted off to sleep. They may only be nodding for a second or two, but they've gone to sleep and don't even realize it. They need to wake up. Things are happening all around us. Things are getting worse in Iraq. They're not getting better. I get a chuckle. One night the news media was telling us how good it was and how big of a change you could see taking place. And the very next night he was telling us about all the people that got killed, all the people that got hurt. He said, I guess it's not changing. Well, he must have fell asleep someplace because I haven't seen a change yet.
Right.
I've seen it get worse. I've seen it get worse.
That's the way it is.
I've seen the church go downhill. We've seen the falling away.
Amen.
We've seen all these signs already.
That's right.
They've gone to sleep. They don't even know it. Many pastors have gone to sleep. I read a spiritual magazine that's supposed to be one of the top in the United States, and it talked about five businessmen. Five businessmen that took a look at the church and realized that in the job fields that they were in, they could only make probably $300,000, maybe $400,000 a year. And they took a look at the church. They said, oh boy, we could make $500,000 or $1 million. We go that way. So they all went into the ministry. What happened to Ephesians 4:11? Where was the call of God in their life? And also Jesus said that they're none but hirelings.
That's right.
The only thing that they're in it for is the money.
Preaching.
I mean, the church has gone asleep. The second thing that I think about when I think about falling asleep, you do things in your dreams that you never do when you were wide awake. Every single one of us had dreams. All kind of crazy dreams at times. We never know. We liable to jump off a cliff. We're all right. Maybe we can fly through the air. You know, maybe we're a bullfighter. Who knows what? We do crazy things when we're asleep. Well, if you take a look at the church, they're doing some crazy things. They're doing some things that's going to send them to hell. They're doing some things that if they were awake and knew that Jesus was coming, they'd never do them. It's sad. They're going the wrong way. You know, they lied to us. How much work has got done in Louisiana? Where did all the money go to? They're still trying to figure that out.
In deep pockets.
It doesn't take us very long to figure out where it went to.
That's right.
Are we asleep as a church? Are we allowing these things to go on? Are we just dreaming and pretending it's going to get better? Do we see everything won and handed to Jesus on a gold platter when he comes? Well, it's time you wake up. That's a dream. That's a dream. Well, we're not going to lose. Don't get me wrong. We're going to win. We're going to go out of here victoriously, but the Bible says things are going to get worse. I'm in global warming. Look how long they've been toying with that, and they're finally telling the people now it's the truth. We just went through the warmest winter all over the world ever on record in the Weather Bureau.
That's
the
right.
Warmest.
That's right.
Global warming is a fact. The Bible says it's going to get 10 times hotter before Jesus comes. We're seeing it. Wake up. This is not a dream. Wake up. The third thing that I see when I think about this is when we hear the alarm clock and we're sleeping good, we generally shut it off. You know, snooze alarm. I mean, we don't want to wake up. that my wife wouldn't put the alarm clock on my side of the bed no more, because if I was really tired, I'd pick it up and throw it on the floor. I'd break it. I mean, it irritated me. I didn't want to get up. I wanted to sleep. And really, when we look at the church, they don't want to get up. They don't want to change. They want to sleep. They don't like it when we tell them where they're going. They don't like it when preachers come along to preach the truth and show them that, hey, you're going the wrong way. They don't like that. And they teach all their people that, oh, we're just a fanatic. We're out there, you know, all we preach about is heaven and hell. Well, there's only two places, heaven or hell. I'm going to heaven. I hope you're not going to hell.
Amen.
Now, we need to realize that the alarm is going off. I mean, all around us, everything we see, the alarm is going off. It's been ringing, and it's ringing, and it's ringing, and it's ringing, and we're trying to shut it off. We want to snooze another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes. We don't want to take a look at it. We don't want to hear that alarm clock. If we could, we'd probably throw it on the floor and break it. Huh? Unplug it. Don't set it. I'm glad the alarm clock's going off, because the alarm clock is telling the whole church, you're asleep, wake up. Things are happening. Things are changing. And you've already fallen asleep. You're having a dream. You think everything's going to be good. Listen to the alarm. It's going off. It's time to get ready. That's what Jesus said. It's time to put our house in order. Perilous times are here. I mean, they're talking about the cost of living, and God's already told us that through His prophets. The cost of living this year here is going to skyrocket. I mean, I don't know where you're living, but we're seeing gas at $3 a gallon right here.
Right.
You know? And it's going up. You can't go to the store and buy a week's worth of groceries anymore for $100. That's a laugh. Huh? Things are going up. We don't know what we can eat. The poor dogs, the cats, they don't even know what they can eat. I mean, this poison that struck them didn't come from America.
Right.
Coming from overseas where they don't inspect like we do here. How many other things are coming in? We're asleep. Time we wake up. It's time to realize we're not in a dream. It's all going to turn out okay. I mean, just keep dreaming on. It'll be all right. Listen to the alarm clock. The alarm clock's going off. We need to be careful. We need to be diligent. We need to be wide awake. We need to be watching and looking. The midnight cry has gone out. I used to love that magazine they called The Midnight Cry. Sorry, I loved reading that. Well, I believe the midnight cry has gone out. Jesus has warned His church. The prophets have warned the church. The true pastors are warning the church. It's not a time to sleep. It's not a time to dream. It's not a time to ignore the alarm clock. The alarm clock is going off. It's time to get yourself ready. It's time to get in a church that preaches the gospel. It's time you get in a church where they're not afraid to tell you the truth. They're not afraid the government's going to shut them down. They're not afraid they're going to step on toes or upset somebody. They're going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
They're going to tell you what God's Word says. They're not going to hide under the bed and just dream on and say, well, the whole church will change. You know, that's what these guys said. When I was talking to you about these five businessmen, they say, aren't you afraid your people won't get saved? They said, well, the main thing is just getting them in church. If we get them in church, God will do the rest. Well, I don't find that in my Bible either. They said, how will they know unless somebody tells them?
Right.
We've got to tell them. That's what we're called for, to tell them.
Amen.
This is not make-believe. If you want a church of 35,000 people and take them all to hell with you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know, you need to wake up. Are you telling them the truth? Are the people out there that are listening to me, are you hearing the truth? Is somebody lying to you? Have you fallen asleep? Are you dreaming? Or are you hearing the alarm clock? Because if you're hearing the alarm clock, now is the time to get yourself right. Now is the time to come to Jesus Christ while you still have time. Now is the time to wake up and tell your family, tell your friends, tell your relatives. There's not a second chance. When that ship goes to heaven, when that jet goes to heaven, or however we go, I'll tell you, don't wait around for the second one, because the second one isn't coming. If you don't catch the first one, you're not going to make a second one. You need to wake up and realize that truly we are in the last days. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, why not do it right now? You say, Brother Evans, this has been hard. I haven't tried to be hard, but I'm hoping I can wake you up. I'm hoping that I can stir your dreams to see the truth. I'm hoping that I can be your alarm clock and let you know that truly Jesus is coming. Are you ready?
Wow, Brother Evans, you sure heard from God there. Did you hear what he said out there in Radio Land? Is your minister or church telling you the truth? The real truth is in the gospel of the coming kingdom of God in these last days that we live in. Did you commit your soul to Jesus because of this program or Pastor Evans' message? Or do you need to know how to be saved? It's simple, really. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Verses 9 and 10, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Please use the contact information heard at the end of every program to let us know that you are saved. Now, for our other listeners, not those newly saved as I just spoke about, as salvation is a free gift of God. You cannot pay for that. But we would like also to hear about who is listening and in what state. That is all. That's all we need. We don't need any personal information. You're not going to get any dunning letters or letters asking for money. Just let us know that. Would you please use the contact information that you will hear at the end of the program? Now, the prophecy news behind the news. Bush to attend UN Dialogue on Religions. Unification of all world religions into a one world religious authority tops New World Order agenda. President Bush will join several other world leaders at a General Assembly meeting to promote a global dialogue about religions, cultures, and common values, UN and U.S. officials are saying. The meeting is a follow-up to an interfaith conference in Madrid organized by King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia and King Juan Carlos of Spain last July, which brought together Jews, Muslims, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, and representatives of other religions and sparked hopes of a new relationship among religions. General Assembly President Miguel Escudero Brockman has sent invitations to all 192 UN member states to the high-level meeting on November 12th through 13th this year and expects at least 20 or 30 world leaders to attend, his spokesman has said. Bush will attend on November 13th, UN and U.S. officials have also said. White House spokesman Dana Perino said Bush remains committed to fostering interfaith harmony among all religions, both at home and abroad. Watchman comment, this is the prophecy voice, Brother Johnson. I have told you for months the New World 666 Church was forming. Do you believe me now? Is that prophecy to you? Is it coming to pass? Will Bush somehow remain very powerful? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Jesus was not God. A book written by a Catholic priest is being sold in churches. Jesus was not God and Mary was not a virgin, according to that controversial new book written by an Australian Catholic priest. In that booklet, God is Big, which has gone on sale for $20 in several churches, the priest Peter Dresser argues Jesus could not have been God. For millions of people, No human being can ever be God, and Jesus was a human being. It's just as simple as that, the apostate priest said. Father Dresser claims Joseph was Jesus' father, Mary was not a virgin, and actually had 6 children, and that the story of the resurrection should not be taken literally. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Continuing, Australia will join China in implementing mandatory censoring of the internet under plans the government has declared it will not let internet users opt out of the proposed national internet filter. Could be extended to include controversial websites. Watchman comment. My website will most likely be one of those controversial websites. Hope I remain on for a while. And this. One web ID to rule them all. A scheme to allow people to use one name and password on lots of different websites has gotten a boost from Google and Microsoft. The two tech giants have unveiled plans that will sign up their users into the Open ID scheme. Watchman comment, this is the beginning of web censorship here in the USA, just like I told you last week, only it's coming even faster than I thought. Designer babies creating the perfect child. Bring your partner, grab a seat, pick up your baby catalog, and start choosing. Will you go for the brown hair or blonde? Would you prefer tall or short, funny or clever, girl or boy? And do you want them to be muscle-bound sports heroes, or maybe a slender and intelligent bookworm? When you're done selecting, head to the counter, and it's time to start creating your new child. Does this sound like a scary thought? With rapid advances in scientific knowledge of the human genome and our increasing ability to modify and change genes, this scenario of designing your baby could well be possible in the near future. Again, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. The last day signs, the end times, they're here. Do you have your pen and paper ready? Here is my contact information. To send your tithes and offerings as a love gift to keep this program on the station you are listening to, please write Signs, P.O., Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. God has told me He has spoken to someone out there to send a very large gift. Could it be you? If it is you, you will know it in your heart and in your spirit. Then write, Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. You may also call 1-607-201-5663 to record your prayer requests, blessings, and comments. That number again, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. Now, this program airs with new programs every Monday and Wednesday on WWRB 3.185 at 11 p.m. USA Eastern Time. You calculate your time. And it also airs at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Times on Thursdays, just a half an hour earlier than Monday and Wednesday. WWRB 3.185. Tune in and be blessed, my friends. Always a new program, unless time constraints or programming errors cause a repeat. Until then, Maranatha, our good friends, we love you. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.